This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Desperate travelers are choking European border crossings today after countless implemented strict controls to try to slow the spread of the coronavirus. This is Johns Hopkins University releases new figures, saying more than 200,000 people worldwide have been infected and more than 8,000 killed. Reuters' Olivia Chan has more.
The enemy is a virus. And now we have to do our utmost to protect our people and to protect our economies.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen confirmed that the EU would be closing off its external borders to curb the spread of coronavirus. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said the borders would be shut with immediate effect as other nations such as France follow suit, bringing in stringent restrictions on people's movement. As the EU scrambled to find a coherent response to the outbreak, many nation states imposed their own border checks in what is normally a zone of control-free travel.
That is Reuters' Olivia Chan reporting. Elsewhere, the leaders of the world's 20th biggest economies are trying to organize a virtual meeting next week to discuss a coordinated response to the coronavirus pandemic. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Saudi Arabia, which leads the G20, says it will act in any way necessary to alleviate the impact of the coronavirus and put forward coordinated policies to protect people and safeguard the global economy. But Hong Kong-based financial analyst Louis Wong says that may not be enough to stop the market volatility.
Governments are trying very hard to roll out supportive measures to stabilize the economy. But on the other hand, the spread of the coronavirus is in some countries seems to be out of control.
I'm Julie Walker.
For more on the coronavirus, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. stocks plunged in Monday trading Wednesday amid investor uncertainty over the government's response to the coronavirus. This sets the stage for what may be another highly volatile day of trading. The major U.S. stock indexes are down about 5% in midday trading. A new study on the COVID-19 virus suggests the virus can remain infectious longer than first thought. Reuters' Zachary Goldman has more.
The highly contagious novel coronavirus that has exploded into a global pandemic might be even more transmittable and resilient than previously thought. A new study published Tuesday shows the virus can remain viable and infectious in droplets in the air for hours and on surfaces up to days. The tests, published in the New England Journal of Medicine, show that when the virus is released into the air, carried by the droplets released when someone coughs or sneezes, it was able to still infect people for at least 3 hours. The U.S. National Institutes of Health said the study affirmed their guidance to use precautions such as avoiding crowds and cleaning or disinfecting objects and surfaces.
That is Reuters' Zachary Goldman reporting. Volkswagen says it will close most of its European plants for 2 weeks due to uncertainty about the demand for cars and the supplies of parts amid the virus outbreak. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Despite the closures, the automaker says its China business is coming back as the number of new virus cases there lessens. Its ambitious plans to scale up production of electric cars remains on track. The group adds, though, it isn't possible to give a reliable outlook for this year's profits. Employee representatives say the last shifts would run this Friday in most locations. The company's facilities in Italy, where the outbreak has been particularly severe, have already shut down. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden scored decisive wins Tuesday in Democratic presidential primaries in Florida, Illinois, and Arizona. VOA's Mike O'Sullivan has more.
Democrats backed Biden by large margins in all three states, strengthening his claim on his party's nomination to challenge President Donald Trump.
Our campaign has had a very good night. We've moved closer to securing the Democratic Party's nomination for president. And we're doing it by building a broad coalition that we need to win in November.
With Tuesday's wins, Biden has more than half of the delegates needed for his party's nomination. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
The Sanders campaign says the senator is reassessing his campaign's future today after Tuesday's primary losses. Pakistan says a counterterrorism military raid near the border with Afghanistan has killed at least 4 soldiers, including an officer, and 7, quote, terrorists. Security forces recovered a large cache of arms and ammunition, as well as improvised explosive devices. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.